Texas, ICE arrests serial border jumper with arson, assault convictions. By Paul Bois on April 30, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in Houston, Texas, arrested an illegal migrant who crossed the border into the U.S. multiple times and who had arson and assault convictions. In a press release on Tuesday, ICE announced the arrest of 40-year-old David Gonzalez Gallegos, a Mexico national, who had illegally entered the U.S. at least three times and who had been convicted of arson, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and driving under the influence. ICE Enforcement and Removal Operation Houston Field Office Director Brett Bradford said in a statement that the Trump administration's support enabled the capture of Gonzalez. For far too long, dangerous criminal aliens like Mr. Gonzalez have been permitted to trample on our nation's immigration laws and then go on to prey on innocent law-abiding Americans, said Bradford. Related, it's happening. ICE raids continue to deliver results. Thanks to the current administration's focus on restoring integrity to our immigration system and the unbelievable support that we've received from our law enforcement partners, we have been able to quickly identify and remove violent illegal aliens like him from the country and enhance public safety in our local communities, he added. According to ICE, Gonzalez entered the U.S. illegally at an unknown date and at an unknown location before his first encounter with U.S. Border Patrol in 2006 near El Paso, Texas. He then entered the U.S. illegally two more times, during which he was convicted for arson and assault. On May 25, 2023, he was convicted of aggravated assault and sentenced to 3 years in prison at the Huntsville unit. TDCJ transferred Gonzalez into ICE custody April 25, and he was taken to the Montgomery Processing Center in Conroe, Texas, where he remains pending his removal from the U.S., noted ICE. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.